Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 28th. The grains closed higher with July corn at 3.5 cents at 585. That was 13 cents off its lows. July wheat up 4.5 cents, 633¾. That was about 11.5 cents off the lows. And July beans up 15.5 cents. That was about 24 cents off its lows, closing at 14.19¼. The meal was higher. It closed up $5. The oil was up 84 ticks. May Kansas City wheat was up 28. May Minneapolis was up 19. So strong prices here. The only one that was really down was the oats. It rallied 13.5 cents off the $3 low, but still closed down 2.25 cents at 312. I think we had a kind of a culmination here of buy heavy deliveries on first notice day in the wheat. I think the corn is picking up a little bit of steam with a little bit of weather that's not perfect out here. I still think we'll see the plantings ahead of the five-year average on Monday's report. The beans, I think, were supported by the 40-cent rally in the basis in Brazil. So, you know, I think, you know, the wheat, we had heavy deliveries on first notice day, 854 contracts. The old saying is buy first notice day, heavy deliveries on first notice day. And I think the market ultimately by the end of the day did all that. Crude oil was up $2 a barrel. I think that helped. It looks like export business and the wheat is picking up as U.S. prices are pretty cheap around the world. So I think we're starting to see just maybe this thing was a little bit overdone to the downside. We held some okay numbers on the support levels, certainly on a closing basis. Now, the only question is, do we come back and make new lows in the corn and wheat, perhaps the beans on Monday, on the first Monday of the month? It's possible, but I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we close higher on Monday. We don't have any settlement on the Ukrainian-Russian deal. That looks pretty much like a non-starter to me now. The U.S. looks to be putting more sanctions on Russia, putting sanctions on Iran. Looks like the Iranians semi-hijacked a U.S. freighter full of oil in the Gulf. So, you know, tensions are rising there. That's why crude oil was up $2 a barrel. So maybe things are changing a little bit here and at least stop the bleeding, hopefully, and see some higher prices. That's about it. Have a good weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.